Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. So excited today because I have Stephanie with me. Stephanie Italia learned at an early age what it is like to be different and to rise above it all to be a successful, become successful in her career and business. She has been on the quest to love the skin she's in, figuratively and literally. Suffering with skin issues and desperate for relief, she began her quest for natural transformational solutions. Stephanie was relentless in vetting of products and solutions. Structured water, mud, minerals, salt, and botanicals are her go-tos to keep her skin and body in check. After a long battle, she now feels confident in her beautiful skin. She educates and advocates for people who suffer because of skin problems. She gives people hope. She helps open people's eyes. That's what HOPE stands for. the natural solutions that not only solve skin issues, but address the body as a whole, helping them truly live their best lives. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being able to share.
Absolutely. And I found it so fascinating when we first connected of what you do, because it's so unique, but it's also because of your story and your journey. So I'd love for you to kind of dive into your journey, how you got here today.
Sure. Yeah. I actually have psoriasis. I was diagnosed in eighth grade, went to bed one night, everything's normal, or at least I thought normal. Right. And I woke up the next morning and that's when it hit me. Right. I had something was severely different. I was sore. It looked horrible. So that was my first episode with it. Right. And basically that's kind of where my journey started. Didn't know what it was, didn't know how I got that, this and that. So of course, over the years, and doing a lot of research and things like that, learning more about it, because at that moment when you're having a flare up and your skin's inflamed, you know, you look different. And in eighth grade, kids are definitely going to notice that. And, you know, sometimes just in general, kids and adults cannot be kind sometimes. So you already know you're different. You look different. And then basically the whole journey of going through, getting prescriptions and things like that. And then just learning about like some of the different things that topicals and things like that, that I was putting on my body that would give me some relief at the time, but the longevity of it was not, you know, for example, like steroid creams, right. And things like that. There's nothing wrong with that. But when I did research, it's basically, you don't want to use them for a long period of time because it can thin the skin. So that's kind of where my journey started. I had flare-ups off and on throughout my life. And so that's been a journey to be mindful, basically, not only of what I'm eating, mindful of what I'm putting on my body. So that was part of the journey. And then also mindful of my thoughts, because my body has absolutely become my barometer. If I don't deal with certain things, it will force the issue. So it's been an amazing journey, but yes, it all pretty much started around like eighth grade and then off and on throughout the years. And I had a major, major flare up about 16 years ago. And this was psoriasis, but it was one step up from it. There was some additional things going on that I was able to finally connect the dots, because I found out I had fragrance allergies too. So because I didn't realize during the years when I was trying different products and stuff like that, it was like a 15, 20 day mark. If my body was going to be okay with it, we were fine. Right. But if not, I would have a huge flare up. Never really kind of connected why. But then when I had this last one about 16 years ago, that's when I really started on the path of just choosing and looking for something natural, you know, to try and help get relief quickly.
Absolutely. And I would love for you to explain what psoriasis is for those that don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So psoriasis, there's actually several different kinds of psoriasis. I happen to have what they call guttate, which is driven by, which I didn't know at the time, but I found out later on as I got older. It can be from like staph infections, bacterial infections, viruses, things like that. And what mine looked like, and what still, it's very interesting because the body, as I get older, it presents itself differently on the body, but mine is like, usually gets red, irritated, it's sore. And then it'll literally, like when I first got it, it was mainly on the trunk of my body, my upper arms, my upper thighs and things like that. Mm-hmm. When I had my major flare up with the fragrance 16 years ago, it was that and then some. So I had like issues because of the products and stuff around my face. It was much more aggressive, but the most common psoriasis is plaque psoriasis. When I talk with other people who suffer from psoriasis that have plaque psoriasis, because guttate can turn into that, which I do have some plaque psoriasis. And what that is basically, I lovingly refer to it as we are overachievers, because basically our body, our immune systems, it's an autoimmune disease, right? So it basically kind of kicks in, and normally people kind of kick over their cells turnover about every 30 days. Well, people with plaque psoriasis, we're the overachievers because it's about every 14 days. And what that means is like, we can get areas where like there's scaly, dry skin. And then underneath it's red and irritated and it's sore and it doesn't look really pretty, you know, and it's just uncomfortable. But yeah, that's kind of what psoriasis is. It's an autoimmune. And again, it can present itself differently. I happen to have the guttate, but now as I'm older, it's kind of turned into the plaque in certain areas, in particular my scalp.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that too, so people can understand the difference, or maybe if they're suffering with it too, they can have a better idea.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, after you had that flare up about 16 years ago, what was that initial like step after that of like, well, I can't have fragrances of being able to understand too, of how that was impacting your body, your skin. What was that next step for you?
Yeah, great question and very interesting. I literally 16 years ago had to start over one product at a time. Mm. So I had to weed out because I honestly didn't know what my body would react to. And then once I made the connection, basically it made sense, right? Because when I was younger, I couldn't do bubble bath. It would completely inflame my skin. It was horrible. It would dry it out and everything. Never really made the connection over the years, right? With having fragrance in the thing. Well, and unfortunately too, found out in the US that they're not as regulated in the beauty industry as they are in the European Union. So European Union is actually banned about 1300 chemicals they won't allow in products. Whereas the United States, we only have about 11 of those 1300 that are banned, from what I understand, with the cosmetics and things like that. So the thing is, there may be things hidden in your fragrance, and because it's a trademark secret, you don't necessarily know, because they're not required to disclose that. So for me, I don't know exactly what the chemicals are, right? But I just know that if it's something that my body takes exception to, it's pretty quick. It's pretty aggressive. So I started weeding out products. Anything which was the majority of all the products that I had, had fragrance in them. So I started slowly weeding them out. So basically anything that has like organic essential oils are, you know, for the most part, okay. But what's really funny and interesting about the fragrance piece of it, I found out I'm allergic to cinnamon and clove. They're cinnamon is like a derivative of cinnamon, and they put that in fragrance sometime. So, and that's what's really weird. So the more I've pulled out fragrance, I didn't have an issue with cinnamon when I was younger. The more I pulled out fragrance of my products, I have respiratory issues sometimes. If I'm around like, you know, pumpkin pies, holidays are difficult times. But I love cinnamon. My body just takes exception to it. But it was a really, I'm telling you, it's been a very fascinating journey, right? Because the body is just so interesting. Everybody's different, and you know, the chemistry and everything else. But it's been very neat to find out these different things, because a lot of times people who do suffer psoriasis do have eczema, all these skin issues, rosacea, all this, you know, some of the stuff that's in the product, you don't realize, again, you don't know what you don't know. I mean, unless you're really well versed, you shouldn't have to be a chemist, honestly, to know what products to use.
Yeah.
And so you don't really know sometimes, like, you know, what you're putting on your body, and then your body absorbs it, right? And then you may have a reaction to it, or it takes exception to it, right? Because something's in there that, you know, doesn't quite jive with what you need. But yeah, so that was the start of it, literally weeding out and then having to start one product at a time, including toothpaste.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The toothpaste that I use, the dermatologist actually told me that it was the most heavily fragranced in the industry. I've been using that since I was a kid.
Oh, wow. I just learned something very new.
No, it was totally crazy though, right? Because you would never think about that. And that's the other piece that's been so interesting, right? Because it's like, on average, women use about 15 products before they leave the house. If you think of layering, right? You know, shampoo, conditioner, hairspray. And then, you know, we're not even talking about cosmetics on top of that. It could be lotions and everything else. And then men, it's about 8, right? And
yeah,
the thing is, it's really cool because And I tell people, I'm like, well, don't get rid of all your product if you like it, right? I'm like, but pick something that you're not like absolutely committed to and replace it with something healthier. And it's like, you'd be surprised how quickly things can improve and, you know, be able to naturally detox, you know, and pull some of the stuff out of your system too. So.
That's true. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, a lot of people will detox with like foods, for instance, like food intolerance, but it's the same concept as what I'm hearing from you too, because our bodies do react differently. Like I have eczema, but it's not like intense. I was born with it. And it's just like very small, but like when I'm stressed, it flares up. It's not anything like I put on myself, but I think too, it's just the mind and body. There's still so much we don't know, like you're saying, and everybody's body chemistry is 100% different. And like I say that all the time too. So I totally resonate with that.
That's totally interesting. So your skin's your barometer too.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's crazy. You learn something new, people.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, the body is like, I'm telling you, the more I learn, it's just, it is, it's fascinating. Right. I mean, really, you know, because there's some simple things that people can do to, you know, quickly turn things around. But again, you know, if you don't know it, you don't know it, right? So that's why I like, you know, being able to talk with people and share what I've learned. Because it's honestly, it's like, if they can skip some of the stuff or the trial and error of some of the stuff that I've, you know, gone through, it's like, so they can get quicker relief. I'm all for that.
Yes. No, absolutely. Because it's just, it's so frustrating too, when you're trying different things, you don't know what's working, and take all of that frustration out and being able to do what you did for yourself and educating other people too, of how they can maybe reduce those symptoms or those flare-ups as well. I'm curious, kind of fast forward, I know you created this beautiful product as well in line and everything. What was the start of that? Like from your experience and going through taking everything out and putting
it back? So I actually didn't create the product lines I use. I was blessed, honestly, to be able to find them, but it was like, it's something that was on the radar. It's just, I found wonderful products that I didn't have to do that. Right. But I literally had to vet through a lot of them. And, the biggest thing was, and it really dawned on me when I started using, because I'd done some research and things like that. And in the Journal of American Medical Association, they have a lot about like Dead Sea, right? Because products, they're highly, they have a high content of minerals, right? Which your body needs to function properly. And it's the same concept. You nourish your body through feeding it. Why not absorb it through your skin? Right. So, I mean, because you do, about 60% of what you come in contact with goes into your bloodstream about 20 to 30 seconds. So it was kind of along those lines. So I found a product line that a gentleman actually who had suffered with plaque psoriasis for 25 years was raving about this mud bar. And so I'm like, does this really do it? Because this is how skeptical you get, right? Because everyone promises all these products that work. Because I can't even tell you how many I've thrown away over the years, right? We didn't, a lot of products didn't have money back guarantee and stuff like that either. It was very hard when I was younger to find natural products that work too and perform, right? So I wanted something, I didn't want a lot, right? I wasn't asking for a lot, but I wanted relief. I wanted something that was affordable and I wanted something that worked, right? You know, that's all I wanted. And so I read this testimonial by this gentleman, and he had such a raving review about this bar because he was like, for 25 years he'd suffered, he'd gone through all this and that, nothing worked, or it was only temporary, right? And then he was joking about how his wife went to, you know, one of these conventions, beauty conventions, and I guess she came across this mud bar, and he's like, yeah, whatever, nothing's worked. So he tries it, and he's like, and he's talking about his experience, which blew me away, because, you know, again, with the plaque psoriasis, it's like thick kind of skin and then red underneath and sore. So he's literally saying, like, he said he scrubbed with the RAR, you know, the first night he got it. And he said that like within 3 days, the harder skin that was on top, the scaly skin was gone. The red inflamed skin had turned to light pink. And then basically he's like, you know, he's like, it really works. And so I'm like, okay, I got to try this. So I did, I bought it and I started trying more of the products because I was blown away. I'd never used a bar before that cleaned, but didn't strip my skin. That was the other thing. Cause my skin always tended to be dry. Well, I didn't realize some of the stuff that was in these bars was drying my skin out.
Right.
So I started with this product line, and it's a Dead Sea skincare. They make it in the United States. They import the raw materials, and basically they manufacture it out of Florida, and they add in organic essential oils. And so I started trying and adding more of the products, and it was funny. And then the owner actually contacted me, I guess, cause I was buying and again, they were affordable, right? And they worked, they did what they said they did. And then some, right. Yeah. And so the owner called me and was like, hey, you know, I see you're buying a lot of this. I'm glad you're enjoying the product and stuff like that. You know, would you consider selling this? And I was like, I'd never thought of that. Right. Because I'm like, I was seriously was just looking for relief.
Right.
So I was like, and I did, and because it started working and I started talking with people. So it's nice because I can not only help people with skin issues, but I can also help people that don't have skin issues, but want to look for like a little bit cleaner solutions. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how the journey started. And then with me, unfortunately, it wasn't just one thing that worked, right? So I put different things together because of my fragrance allergies, right? So I have to watch that too, because there are, and again, there's nothing wrong with products with cinnamon in it. It just, my body, for whatever reason, takes right. exception to cinnamon. So I have to be careful about that. So I've been able to piece different solutions together to be able to mm-hmm. help depending on what's going on. So that's been really fun part of the journey too. Cause again, I was like, oh, well, I got relief on the outside, but then I was able to start focusing on the inside too. Cause I'm like, I was like, well, let's just do this.
Yeah, no, it's so important because I believe too, it's everything from inside too comes yeah. out because it shows in our skin. It shows yes. that's the biggest organ we have
yes.
as well that a lot of people don't know, or maybe they do. Can't speak for everyone.
I think a lot of people don't, to your point. I think they're becoming more educated, but you're right. Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, our skin is our biggest organ. And I don't think people, it's not wallpaper. They don't really, yeah. I don't think they realize, right? You know?
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. I mean, I didn't realize it until I started my health business about 4 years ago or 4.5, but it really, how things really impact us, because you can be, look healthy on the outside, but inside internally, it's yes. a mess. And yes. I didn't realize that too until I got more educated on it. But I love that more people are becoming aware
yes.
of these things, and especially what you're doing and educating people of yeah. the severity that could be happening for them mm-hmm. and being able to make one small tweak or change mm-hmm. could change everything for them. And it's how yeah. we feel too. And I mean, you have beautiful skin from what I see.
Oh, thank you.
And it's
all the product and the solutions. I'm telling you, I'm
there you go. And that's a huge part of it. It's being yeah. able to feel good too, because that yes. shows through our skin. It shows like that glow that you have right now too, because the products have really helped you, but yeah. it's also been what works for your body and what you've been going through as well.
Yeah, correct. And that's what I tell people too. Cause I'm like, and that's the thing. I mean, when I was going through it, it's like, you really don't realize it, right? It's like, if you take the skin issue out of it, because if yeah. you're suffering, right? I mean, I've had situations where I've had to sit on my hands and count because I would rip my skin open. I'd itch, right? So I'm like counting, right? Like, okay, how long can I do this before my next itch, you know? But then you unconsciously start ripping your skin open because it's so deep in your skin and you're just so uncomfortable. And the thing is like, when that is going on, you cannot focus or appreciate anything that's going on around you and be present. And then if you take the skin scenario out of it with all the unwanted, unsolicited, unwarranted comments and questions and things like that too, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of angst people have, right? When they go to functions and things like that. And then there's depression yeah. as well, right? Because why is this happening? You look different. And I mean, you know, you look different. Nobody wants to look that different, but you do look different. And you're like, okay. And then you're trying to go in and own it too. Like, this is me. And, you know, and then someone makes some just crazy comment and you're just like, you know, so yeah. So if you take the skin piece of it out of it, it's absolutely as a game changer to be able to enjoy your life. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm curious too, like when you were trying this new product and things started to shift, what else was shifting outside of just like the skin?
Yeah. I would say my attitude, honestly, right? Because I had issues when I was younger off and on with depression, right? Because the thing is you start hiding from people. Mm-hmm. You start making, you know, excuses for why you don't want to attend and go to things, right? Because you're self-conscious and you can only hide what you can hide in clothes, but it always seems to give you away, you know, and then it's like, or you go somewhere. And then again, it's like, so I'm like, oh my God, you know? So it's like, but yes, being mindful. And again, appreciating so much more because that's not the focus. So like you literally can go in, you can have the conversations, you can feel self-confident, you know, and be able to talk and do whatever you want, you know. Obviously some people have triggers on food and stuff like that too. I have one friend that sugar's her trigger. So she stays away from sugar, but I mean, it's like, still it's, you know, her skin's greatly improved and stuff. And it's just, it is, it makes a world of difference. And then And then you're not in pain too. I mean, that's the big thing, right? Because it is, it's uncomfortable. And it's in the worst flare-ups, my issue was the itching. And when it gets that bad, it's uncontrollable to where I would rip my skin open. And at that point, I'm just like, just get me anything for relief.
Yeah. So. No, it's true. It's very true. Because I think too, when the focus isn't on that, like you can focus on other things too, and how that can impact not just your skin, but how you feel, like your mental aspect, the physical aspect, the skin, all those factors really combined together too, of how you navigate that. So when you were navigating the mindset, you were starting to feel more confident. Was there things that you did to really help that process for yourself?
I did. I would not normally, up to six years ago, I have a full-time job. So, I mean, standing up, presenting and all of that, I've done in my entire life, but going into like network meetings and stuff like that to grow my personal business, right, and be able to help people and share my story and things like that, up to honestly 6 years ago, I didn't go to a lot of network meetings. I was not comfortable walking into a group of people. I mean, it did, that impacted me from earlier, right? I literally made a conscious effort, like, I'm doing this. So it's like, and I think based on that, it's like, that's how things have kind of grown and progressed, right? It's like, if I have any angst about like, oh, I don't know about, I just push through it and just do it. So now it's like, I have, you know, it was very hard. I won't even lie to you, about 6 years ago, going into networking groups, showing up in a big, huge group of ladies or whatever, you know, at these meetings and stuff and interacting initially. And then after a while, I was like, this is okay, you know? And so it was like, and I just kept doing it. And now it's like, you know, I just walk in, I'm like, hey, how's it going?
I love it. It's just like the confidence piece, right? When we feel more confident within ourselves, we're able to shine through and just be able to move through the uncomfortableness, because there's a lot of people that might be a little more introverted or shy or just not knowing what to say or anything like that. But 6 years ago till now, there's been a huge shift from what you're saying.
Yeah.
And feeling that and knowing that people are there to support each other and really just love on each other too. And I think that's the beautiful thing about women empowerment business, like these networking events too, where you're able to really connect with people and like just talk to them and feel confident in what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how many people you get to help all the time.
Absolutely. And I mean, it is, it's been a wonderful journey from that perspective, right? Because honestly, I didn't have a big circle of friends. I didn't even have a big circle of like acquaintances, right, outside of like my full-time job. And the thing was, is like, I wanted to grow that because it's important, you know? And the thing is, again, if you don't share your story, you don't know who you might be able to help. You know, and even if the person you're meeting, you're talking to, they have no, so to speak, like they don't have an issue, right, with that or whatever, you know, you're learning about each other, right? So that the thing is like, if somebody you meet in the future may have the issue, then you can definitely refer, hey, I know somebody who can help you with that, you know? And I mean, it's really cool being able to do that. It's been really neat to grow that.
Yeah.
Get self-confidence.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think too, it's just having this embodiment of understanding, okay, well, this person can help this person. Like, I love doing that. And I think that's the beautiful thing, even of the series, of like learning about so many fascinating women that I have the privilege, like yourself, to interview and be able to share your stories, but being able to understand too, you're not alone. So anybody watching too, knowing that there is hope, like you say too, of getting through it and finding what works for you and your body and your skin and your mindset as well. And I'm curious, outside of the networking piece, what have you seen shift within your business as well the last few years?
I would say definitely the business has grown, you know, and again, taking the risk, right? When I have some sort of, I co-authored a chapter in a collaborative book earlier in the year that I,
congratulations.
That is not something I would have done before, but I literally shared my story, right? And it was just, it was such a cool experience. And I'm a co-author with 14 other ladies and 13 other, there's 14 authors in the book. And it's just been amazing because our stories are all different, right? But the cool thing is you can get a nugget of just really cool stuff and takeaways out of each of our stories. But it was just a really neat experience to actually get my story out there and have that. And that's been a really wonderful experience too, because the business is actually, I'm connecting with even more people now through that too. So it's been a really cool experience because I have a website, I'm on Facebook, I post, you know, I I need to do more lives. I know that. So I'm working on it, but it's like, it has, it's just been a very cool experience because again, it's like, you know, being able to touch or meet somebody or help them, you know, give them relief or, you know, maybe because they're connecting with me, there's something in someone else's story that resonates. Right. And then they can connect with them. So yeah, definitely. It's definitely pushed because I'm more comfortable and stuff like that. I've definitely kind of pushed myself to do things that I normally would not have done. If someone asked me 5 years ago, hey, you want to write a chapter? No.
What are you talking about? And that's great. And I think that just like shows to the confidence that you've been able to accumulate through this process, but also stepping outside your comfort zone, because entrepreneurship is a roller coaster. It is not a walk in the park, like we were talking about earlier too. Yes,
it's not Shark Tank.
We're not getting a deal. Not for me. Sorry. Not right now. Maybe in the future. But I think too, it's being able to understand where you're at and just continuing to move forward. And what have been some of the bumps that you've experienced as you've been growing your business?
Some of the bumps, it's just been interesting. So I guess I've been blessed enough that like, I've been able to pivot, right? If something's not working, cause honestly, when I started my business, I didn't know what I was doing. I did like home parties and stuff like that. I would go to these expos and meet people and stuff like that too. But it's like jumping in like the online space, that's new to me, right? You know, and kind of how you have to interact that way and things too. And then with social media, I mean, so all of it's been kind of a pivot in learning experience too. And then again, exposure, right? I mean, it's wonderful being able to be on podcasts and things like that, because again, up until a couple of years ago, I honestly didn't share my story. I would dance around and tell people I had skin issues, but I didn't share my story. A lot of people didn't. They're like, I wouldn't, looking at you, I wouldn't even know you had skin issues. I'm like, oh, I do.
Yeah. And that's true. You know, it goes back to being able to push through that and finding the solution that was working for you, because everyone has different body types and everything, but the struggle that you went through and now being able to come on the other side of it and share your story, I think is huge and so important. And I've been enjoying this conversation so much. but we're going to jump into the rapid fire questions if you're you know, just throw that wrench in there.
Okay.
So the first question is, who is your hero?
Oh my gosh. I would say my mom right off the bat. Seriously. Yeah. It's like, she is the one that had to deal with this in eighth grade. And she's been the one, I mean, she is my biggest cheerleader. I mean, I have to say that. Right. So it's like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, she's my first phone call. If I've got an issue, if I need to share something, my mom and dad came to my book signing. I mean, it was just, I don't know. She definitely is. She's only like 5'5", but she's like a really strong woman. I'm 6 foot, by the way. So I kind of joke about 11. That, right? Yeah. So, well, it's funny because we kind of joke about that, because I'm like, oh, she's little, but man, she's like, she's got a big energy in her packet, you know, in this like little package. So yeah, she's just a spitfire. But yeah, she is. She's a wonderful cheerleader. Definitely my hero.
I love that. Moms are the best.
Yeah.
Especially like everything that you went through. I'm so glad you had such a supportive mom too.
And it was nice. It was nice to come home to that, because honestly, sometimes it's hard. You need the sanity check, because it's like, what is going on? It's like, I just don't want to be here, you know? Yeah. And it's like, and it does, it breaks my heart to hear other people who have skin issues say that, or they're like, I'm just done. I can't do this anymore. I've tried everything, you know, and it does. I mean, I have so much empathy and compassion for these people, because I'm telling you, I don't think anyone who survives skin issues, those people are honestly, actually to answer your question, are my heroes, because you cannot live and survive through skin issues like that and not come out a better person, you know? I mean, seriously, everything they have to go through and endure and just keep going. That's the thing. They keep going and they keep showing up, right? Huge.
Yes. No, I think that's vital. Just keep going. Yeah. Don't give up.
No, exactly. Yes. Stephanie's never give up.
And so what motivates you to work smarter with growing your business and life?
What motivates me? With working smarter, I think is basically, again, you know, getting out there, right? Keep showing up. Cause the more I show up, the more I can, you know, basically share, which again may help somebody. And regardless if you buy from me or not, even the information may help, again, you know, someone that maybe want to make a pivot to like a cleaner solution type, you know, environment and things like that, detox a little bit more in their products. Or maybe it's just someone who's completely suffering and, you know, wants to try something else, you know, because they've tried everything, right?
Yep.
And what they found hasn't worked so far. So, yeah.
Definitely. And so if you were a superhero, what would be your power or powers?
What would be my power of powers? To heal the skin. To basically wave my wand. And yeah, I mean, wave my wand, honestly, so that wave the wand so that people don't have to suffer. I just, honestly, that's the biggest thing for me is, it's horrible. I've been there. I would have mortgaged my house in the middle of a flare just to get, you know, some sort of relief. That's how bad it was sometimes. And if you're not suffering and you're not focused on the skin, you could just absolutely enjoy life more, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Simple pleasures of life. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So if you could share a meal with four individuals, any individuals living or dead, who would they be?
Oh, that's a cool question. Okay. One would definitely be Renoir, because he's my favorite. He's my favorite impressionist painter. I have no idea what I'd ask him or say other than I love his art, but yeah, he'd definitely be one of them. Obviously my mom, she's my hero. And then I've had an absolutely phenomenal mentor. Her name is April Pertree. She is actually the one that has, I've been working with her for the last 2 years to help me extract my story and share it, right? And continue to let me know that my story is important, right? Because again, it's not something that I would have thought of before. And then basically the other mentor that I've met through her too is Alexandra Takeda. And those two are powerhouse. They're phenomenal in what they bring and mm-hmm. really how they grow and cheer women on. So it's, because again, it's the mindset, it's everything, right? And it's mm-hmm. just helping you. You can do this. Go, 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 go.
Yes, we need those people in our corners, yeah. Especially sure the hard times.
Yeah, so I'm sure Renoir would probably be sitting at the table like, what is going on?
I'll catch the drift. I love it.
Yeah, well, I got their pictures back here. I mean, I do. I like his art.
Yeah, no, clearly.
I just do. I like his art. So I'm in love with it.
Talented. Very talented. That's for sure. So what is the most daring thing that you've ever done?
The most daring thing I've ever done. I don't know. Cause I'm like, I don't think I've done anything like really crazy. I would say from daring perspective of never even considering having done this, I actually put my story in writing. So that maybe is the daring thing, right? Cause I did it. And then it didn't seem that bad at the time, but then when they were getting ready to like release and stuff, it was like, oh God, you know, a lot of the authors, it was funny. We're like, what do we do? In a good way. It was a good thing, but I mean, it is because it's good to share, but that probably is, I would say, one of the more daring things, as well as starting my own business, honestly, too. Right. Yeah. I mean, those are the two big things, because again, honestly, having my own business really wasn't on the radar. I was seriously just looking for relief, but mm-hmm. the things worked so well. And then I was able to share, learned so much about the products and stuff, and was able to start helping people. I was like, this is what I want to do. So yeah. <Love it.
laughs> That's important. That's very important. Sharing your story. But yeah. What is the phone app that you use the most?
The phone app I use the most. I would say this is a really good one. If people want to have cleaner living, and I promise it's not a pornographic. At first, when somebody told me about the app, I was like, what? It's called Think Dirty. It's a huge database of mm-hmm. products, and it's really cool because, again, this goes back to the comment around, you don't have to be a chemist, right, to know what's in your product. You literally can scan the product if you're in a store and you're not quite sure, and it'll tell you on a rating basically what's in there. And the thing is, you get to decide if it's something that you want to use or not, instead of just kind of blindly, because you'd be surprised. I mean, some of the labels and stuff, they'll make the product sound like it's clean. And there are sometimes things that are hidden within the product you would not even realize, right? But yes. That's a very helpful app. It has tons and tons of products in there. And it's not just skincare products. I mean, it's household stuff. It's mm-hmm. it's a lot. There's a lot within it. So if anyone's kind of on a journey, or they're even curious about, like, you know, what might be in some of the stuff in their house, if they're looking to mm-hmm. kind of clean things, right? They just scan the product and then you can decide for yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is amazing. I totally forgot about that app. I heard about that a while ago.
I use it regularly. Yeah. And I tell a lot of people about it because honestly, it's, again, sometimes people just aren't aware. Right. And then it's like, mm-hmm. well, look at that. And then you get to evaluate, you know, obviously products with fragrance in it are going to rank higher on a higher scale because, you know, obviously they can hide some stuff within the trademark secret fragrance, but you know, if they're cleaner products, you know, you want to be like within the 2-3 range. And, you know, there's a lot of products and that's what's encouraging too. I will tell you, and I think we kind of touched on that a little while ago, years ago, there weren't a lot of natural safe products and things like that. And so it's like, it is exciting for me, you know, or people like me that have skin issues because I do, I continually look, I continue to do research and stuff like that because I honestly don't know if someday my skin's going to reject one of the solutions or something that I'm using. Right.
Right.
So I do. I like to see what's coming out. I like to see what's in the products and like to know them because again, maybe something's not working for me, but someone may need something else and I can actually tell them about a product. Right.
Right.
So yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That was a long one though.
All good. All good. I love the explanation. It's helping educate others too. What is the last book that you've read?
The last book, Elevate Your Voice.
Done.
It's the chapter I wrote. No, honestly, seriously, I just got back from vacation about 2 weeks ago and I took the book and reread it while I was on vacation because I like reading the chapters because again, every story is different and basically you can get something out of each of the stories, right? So, but there's some commonality, but they're different too. So it's, but honestly, that's the last one I just read.
Perfect. Perfect timing. You were prepared. You didn't even know it. So if you were to have a movie about your life thus far.
Oh God. Play you? What would it be?
Who would play you?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I would say someone who is fun and likes to laugh a lot. Cause that's pretty much how I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I've had people tell me I look like certain actresses, but I don't know. I've been told I look like Helen Hunt and
I was thinking that.
And then Princess, I've had a couple people when my hair was shorter, tell me Princess Di and stuff like that. So that was, I mean, both of them are huge compliments. So I was like, okay, I'll take it.
You're like, sign me up. Yep.
Perfect. I'm like, I can take that. That's an awesome compliment.
Yeah, I think so. Both beautiful women.
Yeah.
What is your favorite family recipe, whether it's tradition or you just make it together?
Family recipe, I would say is, I got, my husband's great grandmother's, sauce recipe. So it's a big deal. You know, we do make homemade sauce and stuff like that and do the big dinner with the Italian meats and spaghetti and stuff like that in it. So yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. Yeah. That we make together.
Nothing like homemade.
No, I mean, it's yeah. You don't realize, right? You know, you're buying a jar, growing up on a jar, and then all of a sudden it's like, someone puts it in front of you like, what is this? How do you make this?
So delicious. You can taste the difference for sure. I'm sure. Yeah. So if you had to describe yourself as an animal, like personality, style, type, what animal would you be?
Oh my goodness. I should probably pick my dogs, honestly, because they're miniature dachshunds. They're my breed. I don't know why. They're little clowns. They're two dogs long and one dog high. I don't know. They're in, which is totally opposite of what I am because I'm 6 foot, but they're little clowns. They have the best personalities and they're like, they think they're this big dog in this little dog's body. So, I mean, it's really cool. It's like, I don't know. They're just really funny clowns. I think that's kind of what I would be.
I love it. I love it. That sounds perfect. So if you have a day off, you're not educating your customers, your clients on the products, what are you doing on your day off? Like, what's your favorite way to spend your day off?
Yeah, on my day off, if I could, well, I'll preface that because we're in Texas right now and we're almost hitting triple digits. So when it's not near triple digits, I do like to be out. And if we can hike or do something, be doing something outside, I really enjoy being outside. And just being in nature and kind of seeing everything that's going on and experiencing it. Yeah.
Nature is the best.
Yeah.
It's a very popular answer because it really makes a difference.
It is. It absolutely does. It can totally reset I mean, yeah. Seriously, you can have like the worst day and it's like, I don't know anybody who can't walk into nature and come out just either feeling more relaxed or refreshed or whatever, right?
Yes, there's a lot of research behind it.
Yeah.
So I have one more question for these is, what is something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
How inexpensive apparently it is to make products and cosmetics. So, but how much they mark them up. Mm-hmm. So that was a really interesting fact that I found out too, you know, mm-hmm. I just found that really fascinating. Cause it's like, people are like, oh, this product, you know, like certain products or whatever they'll look at. Right. And they are, I mean, yeah. some of the top of the line, they charge top dollar and the bottles probably cost them nothing. Right. Or very little. Well, they cost them something, but they're probably very little compared to what the markup is. So that was honestly shocking, right? Because I had no idea, like, you know, mm-hmm. whatever moisturizers and all of that. I had no idea the markup that some of the products and stuff were in the industry. Very interesting. Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah.
So my final question is, before I let you go, mm-hmm. where can people find you? Your products, everything. We'll link everything below, but where can we find you?
Yeah. So I have a website. It's called Stephanie's Mindful Solutions. Cause again, it was more than one solution that helped me. So I do offer different things. I also have Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Stephanie Talia. And then I do have my business page, which is Stephanie's Mindful Solutions. And then I'm also on IG, Stephanie's Mindful Solutions. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we'll link all of that below. But thank you, Stephanie, for taking the time today to share your story, being so vulnerable and transparent of your experience and how you got through that. I think it's so important for others to hear that there is hope, like you say, as well, and to feel better from the inside out. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come on and share my story. I greatly appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Stephanie? What did you learn when it comes to skin issues, skin care? We would love to hear. I'm sure Stephanie would too. And thanks for joining. We'll see you on the next video.